And we're back. So I've got lots of good stuff, but I'm not really sure where to start. So I thought I might actually start with this. The intro sounds a little bit like Bye Bye Badman by the Stone Roses, but it's not.
Thank you.
So the Kids Love Aeroplane, and that's one of their rare remixes. They've been going for a long time, and that's them remixing Erica Spring's track Hag. So I'm not sure how all this music's going to fit together. I suppose it's best just to crack on.
Have mercy on yourself. You don't realize your pitiable condition. How can you refrain from trying to remove the darkness from the crystal of your soul? Remember, if death should take you now, you would never again enjoy the light of the sun.
Okay, that is a track called New Life by Teen Days, and the slightly febrile vocal notwithstanding, the rest of that song is absolutely gorgeous. It's quite washed out. If anyone can tell me what that kind of like piano riff is taken from, it would be doing me a great favour, because it's doing my head in. The best I can think that it's nicked from Who's Gonna Drive You Home by the Cars, but any confirmation is welcome.
Falling down a rabbit.
So that's a nice little bit of muscular folk. It's got drums on it, which always makes everything better. That is Not an Exit by Twin Oaks. So for those of you wondering why you're here and what you're doing, those are meta questions I can't possibly hope to answer. But as far as this broadcast goes, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. That's a one-time Sheffield post-punk band, the Comsat Angels, doing I'm Falling, where they're clearly being influenced a little bit more by 80s pop, some later point in their career. So this show's been fairly depressing so far, so let's have something a bit funkier. Thank you. So, for those of you wondering where 07 nicked their sound from, I think that's pretty much it. That is a band called The Love Unlimited Orchestra. That sounds static. And the track is called Strange Games and Things. It's glorious. It's well funky.
Descend together. If I'm so clever, why paint new horrors when I'm your only true sorrow? You forgive no one for what I've done. I'll dress you, Vader, with all.
The Choir of Young Believers, my new favourite Danish band. I had the pleasure of seeing them at Cargo last week, and they're absolutely amazing. Kind of like orchestral Danish pop, but with a slightly more, I don't know, operatic Tom York singing, but just brilliant. The album's like takes a little bit of getting into, but once you do, boy, it's good.
Oh.
And that is Sea Pony with their jaunty lament, I Never Would. It's taken from their album Go With Me, which also well worth getting hold of. Yeah, lots of good tracks on that. So this podcast award for most shameless rip-off of Death From Above 1979 goes to the DZ Death Rays, and that's Gebby Street. They do sound an awful lot like them, but that's not a bad thing.
We'll be right back.
sinking into the musical fog there. That is the Luyas with 50-50. Very nice muscular rhythm section in that track. That's what I like. So I honestly thought something was going to happen there for the last minute, and I didn't realise it just kind of went on like that. It's the powers you get for not fully previewing the music before you play it. So that was a Montreal band called Tops with a track called Easy Friends. Bastards. Can't believe they just stopped playing halfway through. Right, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Let's hope the next track is slightly more successful and goes the full distance.
Visible to you. shoulder right while the breath does rise.
Track.
And I
look,
say hello,
I
invisible to
down.
Okay, that's a track called Jump Ship by a band called Railbird. I really like the kind of cascading, jerky funk of that. It kind of, like, as it goes on, it kind of almost, like, trips up over itself in the rhythm.
You and I sleep in cars, explode like stars, my morning light, asleep in jars.
So the blog I found that on prefaced that track with, what this decade really needs is another dub star. Like, really? That's quite a bold claim. But notwithstanding, it's going to have a hook to get me past the grandiose claims that preceded it.
Don't wanna feed them.
Okay, that is Small Talk by Ultra Easter. A cautionary tale, it appears, of getting what you want long after you've stopped wanting it.
The feeling's gone. You waited for too long. Just stay.
So that is Feelings Gone by Beacon, which is a track that manages the strange combination of being incredibly sort of sparse and intimate in places, yet actually incredibly epic when that kind of build up and beat kicks in, which is, you know, all ticks in the right boxes from me. So last track of the hour, let's just have some electropop. We will have some electropop when the CD player decides to work.
Oh, it to an end. I beg you, bring 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 it to an end.
Okay, that's the spectacularly and originally named I Am In Love with a track called Palm. And frankly, if you listen to that and not wearing a frilly shirt and mascara, then I'm afraid you don't love music. So that's me signing off. I'll see you when I next muster up the will to do another one of these.